The 2009 eruption of Mount Redoubt volcano is now in its 10th week, and staff of the Alaska Volcano Observatory continues its round-the-clock vigil. As KBBI's Marsha Lynn reports, forces at work within the mountain could cause a new eruption at any time and with little warning.
Thick, pasty lava flows spewing from the mountain's summit have created a dome that measures about 40 million cubic meters and contains enough material to fill 11 Louisiana superdomes. Redoubt hasn't acted up for quite a while, and Steve McNutt of the AVO says if this lull continues, the dome could get even larger.
The current dome is actually smaller based on photographs than the largest of the domes in 1989-90. So what that means is just first order, it could grow quite a bit more. The previous lull in 1989-90 was, I think, about 31 days, and we're up to about 47 or 48 days now. So it's fairly long, but as long as the dome continues to grow and if it remains and becomes unstable, then a dome collapse could easily trigger another explosive eruption.
He describes the nature of such a blast.
It's growing on the edge of a steep slope. You know, it's molten rock, which is irregular and not the strongest of geologic material. So at some point, the thing will just collapse gravitationally under its own weight and move down the steep slope. And when it does that, that will crumble the molten rock into small particles, which will rise up as an ash cloud.
Lately, steam plumes rising thousands of feet in the air have been seen from various places around the Kenai Peninsula. McNutt says their visibility is weather-dependent.
The amount of steam and activity at the mountain in general has been pretty steady for the last several weeks, but the weather conditions and meteorological conditions vary, and depending on how much moisture is in the air and how quickly the steam condenses, the plume can look higher and bigger and more dramatic, or alternately smaller and less active.
McNutt says they are also looking below the surface at the many earthquakes occurring beneath the dome that might possibly trigger landslides and more volcanic activity. And he says Redoubt Volcano is simply defying previous patterns.
I think most of us use the 1989-90 eruption as a benchmark, but this eruption and the whole sequence of events has been a bit different. So sometimes a volcano doesn't even behave its own rules.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory website at avo.alaska.edu provides a range of information and updates on the Mount Redoubt volcano. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.